20 minutes remain on this Thursday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have you with us, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. We mentioned this is the final show of the week since we are off tomorrow, and that gives us very little time left to talk about the Big Ten Championship between Ohio State and Wisconsin. That comes your way on Saturday night. We will have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL. When it comes to talking Buckeyes, we always enjoy leaning on our good buddy Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are wonderful, and we need to ask you a couple of things before we dive into the X's and O's of that game on Saturday night. First and foremost, what about the cameraman that ran into JT Barrett before the game against the Wolverines on Saturday? What do you know about this, and what's happening with the backlash?
I know it wasn't me. I was in Columbus, Ohio, in our sports department when that happened. I know it was not our photographer. Aside from that, not much is known aside from he was wearing gray and he had a camera in his hand. Not much is known about that. The Big Ten or Ohio State said they will be doing an investigation, but not so much as into who it was, just more along the lines of how can we prevent this from happening again. I wouldn't be surprised if there are a lot more limits on the sidelines of not just Ohio State games, but Big Ten games next year.
It blows my mind that in this day and age with everyone at the phone, and you know they're down there on the sidelines using them, that nobody caught this incident. It really surprises me.
Yeah, it's kind of different. At the same time, the game was actually going on at the time, so I can understand not, shooting the sidelines or the quarterback warming up. The game was going on, but at the same time, with all these cameras going, with everything going on, I'm surprised not one frame was shot of whatever happened there on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. It is bizarre that nobody was really able to capture that. And again, look, when these games are going on, look, even as a photog, you've got a job to do. You've got some things to capture. You've got to get in the right spot to capture what you want to capture, too. But you're right. It is odd that it certainly wasn't captured. Boy, a story that was captured quickly at the beginning of the week involving the Tennessee coaching search, which is still ongoing. We all thought maybe it was over with Greg Schiano on Monday, but that was just the tip of the iceberg. This whole thing has blown up. Dunny, what are they saying down in Columbus about Coach Schiano and the entire situation?
Well, they're not really saying much. Coach Urban Meyer was definitely asked about it on Sunday and on Monday. About Coach Schiano, Sunday was learned that he was leaving, and then the whole backlash happened, and it was kind of leaked out that he wasn't leaving, and then Monday he was asked about it in his press conference. So both times he really said that, Greg Schiano is a friend of his, been a friend for over 20 years. He's an elite person, an elite coach, and we're lucky to have him here at Ohio State. So as of now, he's still, the defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes. What happens after this game and the rest of this offseason, after the bowl game or before the bowl game, it'll be interesting to see. But right now, he's still the coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, the defensive coordinator.
What are you hearing from the rest of the Buckeye fans down there? I mean, I would imagine that it's a little bit of a relief to know that he's still around, at least for now. Seems a bit silly that he had to go through what he went through, even though there really isn't any hard evidence that would suggest that those in Tennessee say he did what he did. Is it more of a relief down there with the Buckeye fans than anything else?
No, I wouldn't say there's really a sense of relief with everything, just because, Ohio State's used to leave, having coaches leave. Tom Herman, Chris Ash, Luke Fickell. The list goes on and on as far as coaches that have left the Buckeyes to go take other head coaching jobs. In Columbus, it's kind of become the norm that, all right, how many coaches is Ohio State going to lose this year? It's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it just becomes of, replacing those coaches with other qualified coaches that Coach Meyer can trust. As I said, as long as Greg Schiano is here in Columbus, he will still be the defensive coordinator for the Buckeyes. And obviously, Ohio State's lucky to have him that way.
Sure. And I think, to your point, look, if he were to ever leave, you've got a guy like Larry Johnson who could pretty much step right in and take over, right? Now, you, depending on who you talk to, they may not even miss a beat.
Well, Larry Johnson, Kerry Combs, the beat goes on no matter what happens with Ohio State.
We're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus about the Buckeyes, and well, we've not even gotten to the nuts and bolts of the Michigan game last week. Donnie, what happened in your mind? What changed after that sloppy start against the Wolverines? I looked down at my phone. I see 14-0. I thought, oh boy, here we go. But then everything just kind of changed. In your mind, what was it that changed?
I think Ohio State just made adjustments, and Michigan was kind of slow to adjust themselves. I think that was really the big thing that happened was, you know, Ohio State came out in the second quarter. They were starting to move the ball. JT Barrett had that touchdown. That kind of got their confidence back. The defense was kind of fixating on what Michigan was doing. It helped that John O'Korn was missing some passes. And so, you know, you watch in the halftime, some more adjustments were made. And the next thing you know, the Buckeyes have a 21-20 lead. And then that really opened up the door in the fourth quarter after the field goal and the interception from Jordan Fuller on O'Korn.
You get the sense from some Michigan folks that this rivalry has really lost some steam. I get it, the games have been close, but it's really been one-sided of late.
Well, it's definitely been one-sided, but I wouldn't say that the rivalry is losing its steam. And you look at the comments made earlier in the week. You know, we still believe we won that game last year, said by a couple of Michigan players. You know, they still remember. This game hasn't lost its luster because Michigan hasn't won in so long that these senior classes want to be the first ones that beat Ohio State. They want to be the ones that end this losing streak to them. So the rivalry hasn't lost luster at all. It's still Ohio State, Michigan. It's still the game, and it's still the marquee matchup of any Big Ten schedule.
Yeah, if I'm not incorrect, the senior class of Michigan that will leave this year never beat Ohio State, right?
A lot of the senior classes haven't beat Ohio State. Urban Meyer is 6-0, so Ohio State has six straight wins over the Buckeyes. The last head coach to beat Michigan or Ohio State in this rivalry, the first 6 years of their tenure was Fielding Yost for the University of Michigan, and you have to go back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, I believe, for that to happen. So Urban Meyer is doing something that really hasn't been done. Well, it hasn't been done on the Ohio State side, but this rivalry-wise, it's only been done one person before.
Hmm. Wow, that's pretty impressive stuff. Says a lot about this rivalry and how lopsided it normally isn't, and which is, again, well, I thought, boy, you know, you get the sense from some people that maybe it's lost a little bit of steam because it's certainly been one-sided. We're going to get into this playoff picture in just a second, Dunny, because I think everybody's got a different answer as to how this thing could play out on Saturday. You need a bit of a car crash at the beginning of this thing, but maybe not as big of a car crash. Wait, before we even get into that, first things first, if there's going to be a bit of a car crash at the top of the playoff standings, Ohio State needs to take care of their own business playing Wisconsin this Saturday. What are some things that the Badgers do really, really well that could cause problems for the Buckeyes?
What don't the Badgers do really well? This is a typical Wisconsin Badgers team. They run the ball extremely well with Jonathan Taylor, who was just named Freshman of the Year for the Big Ten, and they stop the running incredibly well. They're one of the top defenses in the football. You know, they just play extremely well. They play a 3-4 defense, which Urban Meyer isn't exactly the biggest fan of going against, so they already have that advantage going against Urban Meyer with that defense. It's going to be a very tough game to win, especially with the situation with JT Barrett and, you know, learning today that he will play in this game.
What are your thoughts on that with JT Barrett playing? Because clearly he's not going into this thing at 100%. But what are your thoughts on him playing in this game? Clearly, the guy's a warrior. He's done a number of great things for this program over the last 4 years. But at the same time, what percentage does he have to be as far as his health goes in order to be effective and be able to help Ohio State win this game?
Well, I think anytime you're at 100%, you're going to be the most effective you can be. So I can't really put it in, you know, a number on a percentage of how healthy he has to be. Anytime you're 100%, you know, you're going to have to be, you know, you will be your most effective. And my guess is after undergoing, you know, microscopic knee surgery on Sunday, that you're not going to be 100% when you come in, you know, Thursday when you practice and Saturday when you play the actual game. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Buckeye offense under JT Barrett can do. You know, you say he's going to play. Urban Meyer says he's going to play. I didn't hear the word start. So that to me catches my eye. It catches my ear a little bit that maybe he may play, but I don't know if he starts. I don't know if he's going to be the same JT Barrett we saw, you know, earlier this season.
Yeah, I from what I read, I mean, he had a piece of cartilage taken out of his leg or the meniscus disc or whatever you call that thing down there. But I had pretty much the same surgery my junior year of high school, missed an entire football season. It blows my mind. He's coming back after a week, but I know they have the best doctors and all down there. But beyond that, I mean, you said Urban Meyer didn't say the word start. He said that he was going to plan on playing in this game. And, well, that would bring you to Dwayne Haskins, I'd have to imagine, as the backup quarterback and starting quarterback possibly for the Big Ten Championship. And we saw what he was capable of doing against Michigan. It seems like the Buckeyes might still be in good hands with him at the reins.
Absolutely. And, you know, the more he played, the more he did well against Michigan, the more and more confidence Urban Meyer and his teammates had in Dwayne Haskins, and the more confidence Haskins had in himself. You heard Urban Meyer on Monday and the players on Tuesday talk about their confidence now that, you know, with Dwayne Haskins at the quarterback spot, that they're feeling more and more better with him back there. They're not as nervous as they would be with the guy coming right off the bench. So it could be interesting on Saturday to see what exactly does happen.
Speaking of wondering what exactly does happen in your eyes, Donnie, what exactly has to happen? What's the most likely scenario to happen if the Buckeyes are to make their way into the college football playoff?
I think JT Barrett needs to start and play one of the best games he's played at Ohio State. I think the defense needs to step up, but they need to do what they did in 2014 when they played Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game. Maybe not shut them out, but I think the Buckeyes, in order to be in the playoff hunt after Saturday, need to win by 20-plus points.
Jeez.
I think he's onto that.
You know, yeah. Just because you have a one-loss Alabama in front of you, you're going to have a couple other teams in front of you, that's going to be a tight race to get that fourth and final spot in the playoff, unless as Andy's been saying, a car crash happens right in front of you.
And you think they can do it?
It's possible. And, you know, in order for a car crash to happen, you need to be on the road.
I don't mean the car crash. I mean win by 20 points against this Wisconsin team.
Do I think it's going to happen? I don't. Yeah. The Buckeyes winning by 20. I think this is going to be a field goal type game. I have the Buckeyes winning 27-24. This is going to be an incredibly close game. And I think this Wisconsin team is going to be playing for revenge from 3 years ago.
Yeah, I agree with that. Not to mention, look, Wisconsin's in the driver's seat here. They win, they're in. There's no guesswork. They're going to get in. So, I mean, both teams obviously have an absolute ton to play for. I've got to cut you loose on this, my friend. I read the news earlier today that they're opening a Topgolf in Columbus. When that happens, are we ever going to see you again?
No, they might as well just have my credit card on file. Once Topgolf opens here in Columbus, I don't know if I'll have a job. I might we'll be doing live reports from Topgolf every night.
Where are they putting it down there?
They're putting it right over in the Polaris area next to IKEA.
Oh, wow.
And everybody that I know that's a golf fan is extremely excited for this in the open, and they're talking about next summer.
Oh, they need one up here, man. I love that place. I'm not even a big golfer, and I love that place.
I'm surprised there isn't one in Cleveland. There's one in Cincinnati. There's one now coming in Columbus. It could be making its way up there, maybe next to the Crusher Stadium. Would we ever see Andy if that happens?
Nope. Probably not. My golf game will still suffer and stink, but that's okay.
I just got word we're getting Tim Hortons up in these parts, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Very nice. Very nice. Donnie, a pleasure as always, my friend. We appreciate the time, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys next week.
You got it. Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Should be an interesting matchup on Saturday night between the Buckeyes and the Badgers.